All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Social Bicycle's founder Ryan Respecki tells me there are two types of bike share. You can have a dumb bike with a smart rack, that's the city bike model, he says, where the tech and hardware are in the dock and kiosk, not on the bike. Or you can have a smart bike with a dumb rack, like Social Bicycle's.
What we've done is put communications technology onto the bike.
Each Social Bike has a cell connection, just like your smartphone. As you ride, the bike tracks your GPS location in real time. There's a U-lock on the bike too, so a Social Bike can be locked to any rack or pole, as long as it's in a certain area. And you can reserve a bike in advance from your office or apartment, with a web browser, or with a Social Bike smartphone app.
So you select a bike on the hub, and you click Rent Bike, and then it'll book one of the bikes from this hub location.
When you find the bike, you enter a 4-digit PIN on a keypad on what you might call the bike's brain, a solar-powered box underneath the seat that houses all the hardware and tech. After that, it's just one more step between you and the open road.
Remove the U-bar, put it in the holster, and you're ready to ride.
Oh, this is actually working out great. Pretty smooth ride, just heading down the waterfront here in Hoboken.
You get a fairly comfortable cruise on a Social Bike. It's pretty similar to a city bike. Both models have 3 gears, a bell, and a small basket. There's just one difference.
Yeah, when you're riding the bike, you don't really notice that there's a computer underneath your butt.
The biggest selling point in Respecki's pitch is the real-time GPS data Social Bikes generate. He says the information could help cities like Hoboken make smart decisions about where to place bike racks and where to build bike lanes. New York City Bikes don't collect any GPS data, though it is in the works. Even then, the information won't be available in real time. But a spokesman for New York's transportation department says that technology isn't necessary for managing a successful bike share. But Respecki begs to differ.
If a city bike goes missing, they have no idea where it is. Whereas if one of our bikes go missing, we can follow the GPS trail and hopefully recover it.
It's like a ball of string following every bike.
Exactly. And like I can look in our system and say, this bike has been unlocked for over an hour. And I can click in the web interface, see the rentals tab, see who has that bike, and see where that bike is right now.
Real-time GPS also helps when it comes to redistributing bikes. In most bike shares, including New York's, bikes end up in popular spots and have to be trucked back to other docks. It's expensive and not exactly environmentally friendly. But Social Bikes has a solution.
To guide the redistribution of bikes, we provide incentives. So if you lock up outside of a hub location, you can do so, but you're paying an extra charge. And the next user to take that bike and bring it back to a hub that needs a bike gets a credit.
So no trucks, just user-generated pedal power, thanks to that onboard computer that Respecki hopes will attract the attention of more cities down the line. And despite Citibike owning the market in New York City, he's not ruling out expanding across the river. Respecki says he'd love to see Social Bicycles in parts of the outer boroughs that Citibike has yet to reach. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.